A bank teller named Amelia never sleeps, never complains, and serves millions of customers simultaneously without asking for a paycheck. She's not superhuman. She's not human at all. Amelia is a virtual assistant at Sweden's SEB Bank, representing the quiet revolution already reshaping our workplaces. Yet here's the paradox. As artificial intelligence grows more powerful, the skills that make us distinctly human become more valuable, not less. We stand at a crossroads where our uniquely messy, emotional, creative capabilities, the very things we've been taught to suppress in professional settings, may be exactly what saves us from obsolescence. Artificial intelligence isn't coming. It's already here, just unevenly distributed. We're at the smartphone in 2006 moment of AI adoption. Only 5% of companies use it extensively, yet 85% recognize it as a competitive necessity. Studies predict somewhere between 14% and 47% of jobs could vanish within 15 years. Telemarketers face a 99% automation probability. Data entry workers and librarians aren't far behind. But here's what's more insidious than outright job loss. Most knowledge workers won't see their positions eliminated entirely, but rather experience what might be called cheese slicing, AI gradually carving away the routine parts of their work until there's barely anything left. This creates what we might call the great divide, not between humans and machines, but between two types of humans. On one side stand the future fit, purpose-driven, focused, endlessly curious, creative, and genuinely collaborative. On the other side, the future unfit, disengaged, perpetually distracted, rigidly inflexible, and unable to work effectively with others. The difference isn't about intelligence or education, it's about cultivating capabilities that machines fundamentally cannot replicate. Consider Moravec's paradox, which reveals a stunning truth. Where AI is naturally strong, humans are weak, and vice versa. Machines excel at chess, medical diagnosis from scans, and complex mathematical calculations, tasks requiring pure logic and pattern recognition. Meanwhile, a toddler can do things that baffle the most sophisticated AI: recognize a parent's mood from subtle facial cues, understand why a friend might be upset, or navigate a crowded playground without collision. As AI floods the valleys of rote cognitive skills, humans must head for the snow-capped peaks of emotional intelligence, creativity, and social sophistication. Ask business professionals if they're creative, only a third raise their hands. Ask if creativity matters for success, nearly everyone agrees. This contradiction reveals we've been systematically taught to forget our creative nature. George Land's landmark study tracked children from age 5 to adulthood. At 5, 98% qualified as creative geniuses. By 10, 30%. By 15, 12%. Adults, just 2%. We don't lose creativity because our brains change. We lose it because our environments punish creative behavior. Industrial-era education systems were designed to produce compliant factory workers, not innovative thinkers. The liberating truth: if non-creative behavior is learned, it can be unlearned. Mozart's letters reveal painstaking revision. Mark Zuckerberg describes ideas as dots connected over time. John Cleese nails it. Creativity is not a talent. It is a way of operating. Picasso created over 20,000 artworks. Einstein published 248 papers. Edison filed 1,093 patents. Creative legends succeed through quantity, more ideas, not better ones. As children, our minds are like clear glasses where knowledge freely mixes. Education compartmentalizes thinking into separate subjects, freezing water into ice cube trays. This helps analytical thinking but hinders creativity, which requires melting different knowledge domains together. While AI processes information through predetermined algorithms, humans possess four interconnected capabilities machines struggle to replicate: consciousness, curiosity, creativity, and collaboration. Consciousness encompasses self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and contextual understanding. We read subtle social cues, grasp nuanced emotions, and understand not just what someone said, but what they meant, what they're feeling, and what they need, including ethical implications beyond immediate outcomes. Curiosity drives us to explore beyond programmed parameters. AI processes vast data sets, but human curiosity leads to asking questions nobody thought to ask, challenging assumptions and making unexpected connections. When Leonardo da Vinci received a commission to paint A Merchant's Wife, he became obsessed with understanding what makes a painting fascinating, transforming a simple portrait into the Mona Lisa. Creativity represents our ability to generate genuinely original ideas and combine concepts unexpectedly. AI creates from existing patterns, impressive but derivative. Humans make intuitive leaps and imagine non-existent possibilities, like Gutenberg combining movable type with wine press mechanisms to create the printing press. Collaboration reflects our sophisticated ability to build relationships and create collective intelligence through meaningful connection, something no algorithm replicates. These four capabilities work synergistically, forming the foundation for creating value that complements rather than competes with AI.
Nearly half of people can't live without their smartphones. Young adults check them over 80 times daily. We face a mathematical impossibility, finite humans engaging with infinite digital activity. The result? Wasted time, shattered attention, and epidemic workplace anxiety. Surprisingly, we're working slightly less than previous decades. The real problem is how we work: unpredictable schedules, economic insecurity, lack of control, and constant connectivity create psychological burden exceeding actual workload. Open plan offices wreck concentration. Remote work can increase email from 30% to 60% of our day. Deep work requires distraction-free concentration that pushes cognitive capabilities to their limit, creating focused attention, enabling complex thinking, creative problem-solving, and technical mastery. Yet deep work becomes rarer precisely when it's most valuable. The ability to focus represents competitive advantage in a world designed to fragment attention. Consciousness begins with finding meaning and purpose, your North Star, guiding decisions and providing determination through setbacks. Unlike machines, humans need curiosity, joy, and passion to persevere through failures. Studies show people with purpose-driven lives report higher happiness than those motivated by money. 9 out of 10 workers would trade earnings for greater meaning. Angela Duckworth discovered grit, passion, and perseverance toward long-term goals predicts success better than talent or intelligence. The Japanese concept of ikigai captures this. Your reason for being sits where what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for all converge. While AI excels at answering known questions, humans must focus on finding the next ones. Peter Drucker's greatest consulting strength was to be ignorant and ask a few questions. Einstein claimed if given an hour to save the world, he'd spend 55 minutes defining the problem and only 5 minutes solving it. Curiosity manifests in four distinct states: roam, undirected wandering; sample, exploring sensations; surf, browsing without direction; and focus, answering targeted questions. Leonardo da Vinci mastered all four, knowing when to roam for inspiration and when to focus for depth. Confirmation bias creates dangerous blind spots. We seek information confirming existing views rather than questioning reality. AI-managed information worsens this through filter bubbles, algorithms tailoring content based on past behavior, trapping us in self-perpetuating delusions. Kevin Systrom's journey from failed location sharing app to Instagram demonstrates this power. When users only engaged with photo sharing features in his app Bourbon, Systrom asked, "How can we create a simple photo sharing app?" This radical simplification led to Facebook acquiring Instagram for $1 billion in just 2 years. Ed Catmull admits all of our movies suck initially, calling early ideas ugly babies requiring nurturing. The lone genius myth crumbles. Einstein collaborated with Michel Besso, Da Vinci ran a studio of proteges, and Nobel Prizes increasingly go to teams. Hungarian mathematician Paul Erdős co-authored papers with 500 different people. History's innovative environments engineered serendipitous meetings. Bell Labs' long corridors made chance encounters inevitable. MIT's Building 20 produced 9 Nobel Prize winners, partly because its confusing layout caused interdisciplinary collisions. Steve Jobs designed Pixar's headquarters with a central atrium to ensure spontaneous meetings, believing creativity comes from random discussions. Pixar protects fragile early ideas through the Brainstrust, a forum where directors seek constructive feedback from colleagues selected for expertise and empathy. Laughter builds trust. Adults laugh just 15 times daily versus babies 400. Humor boosts productivity, lowers stress, and enhances persuasion. Character-driven stories trigger oxytocin, the neurochemical of trust boosting empathy and cooperation in ways data cannot. The future isn't humans versus machines. It's humans plus machines creating unprecedented possibilities. Chess champion Garry Kasparov's Centaurs concept proves that amateur players using AI effectively can beat grandmasters with AI. Collaboration skills matter more than raw capability. 3 spaces will emerge: human-only activity like emotional counseling, the missing middle where humans and machines complement each other in medical diagnosis and design, and machine-only areas like data processing. Your human superpowers, consciousness, curiosity, creativity, and collaboration become more valuable, not less. High-tech AI liberates us to become more high-touch with our creativity and relationships. AI handling routine tasks gives professionals more time for what matters: doctors with patients, scientists generating hypotheses. In a world of algorithms and screens, the messy, emotional, unpredictable aspects of being human represent our greatest competitive advantage. The question isn't whether you can compete with AI at calculation, it's whether you'll reclaim the curiosity of a 6-year-old, Bell Labs' collaborative spirit, Leonardo's questioning mind. Your human edge isn't something to build, it's something you already possess.